I don't want to accept corrupt and false doctrine. That's why I minimize what I believe, down to what the core of the gospel, the very heart of the thing. And sticking with that, and focusing on that, because that has been neglected. That is lost to a great degree. Even the people out there who teach like lordship salvation, they're only looking for excellence. And they're trying to obtain it by works. They don't really understand that there's this huge that we are supposed to become perfect. And by faith in that, we will. That simple thing. It's part of the gospel. He came to turn you, everyone, from your iniquities. And the Apostle Paul is about to give us a little sample of that truth that I quote all the time in my teaching. Or I have many times. You know, we got to give with gravity, sincerity. Again, gravity. We got to speak with honorable words, sincere words, sound speech. That, you know, again, unblameable. You got to watch the way we talk. Or, again, healthy speech, true or unblameable. You know, oh, they cannot be condemned. That is unblameable. That's one word in Greek. Sound speech is healthy speech again. Just like sound doctrine. Why? So that he that is the he that is of the contrary part, meaning they're contrary to true doctrine, they're in the opposite opinion, they're antagonistic to the gospel, they can be ashamed. And I think that's in the sense of like that they get stuck. They have nothing to say. They have no evil thing to say of you. Because what will happen is two people disagree with each other. And then they start arguing with each other. And then they start hurling insults back and forth. And then they can be satisfied to say, well, you do this and you do, and they can turn to the person. And turn it into an ad hominem situation. Ad hominem is a Latin thing in logic that means to the man. You know, you're taking the argument to the person as opposed to the actual thing being discussed. He's saying, don't leave yourself open to attacks that would come at you personally. So use speech that cannot be blamed. You know, that's a tall order. You know, I've been a long time in trying to learn that. And I expect that by the power of God, I will learn how to have that. It's going to be written in me. Just like all the things. You know, because I have faith in these words. If these are the things that I have to be, I don't look at those things. Because to me, see, some people look at these words in the Gospels and they think, oh my Lord, these things are so demanding. There's so many demands being placed on, so many requirements. And they're looking at it as a legalistic type of view where they feel like they got to do this all by law. How can a woman be chaste and keep her at home? Is it according to a law? I got to stay at home. No, but according to faith. That's the thing, is like they stagger at the promises of God. See, this to me is not some burden being put on a woman. Not some burden being put on the man of God. It's not a burden. These are promises. I look at this. When I read this, this is the way I see it. In all things, I'm going to be a pattern of good works. I'm going to be in doctrine uncorruptible. Why? Because I'm a Christian. Because I'm believing in this thing. This is what I'm going to fulfill. I can fulfill this. Not by my own power. God only knows I couldn't. But by his power, which he gives me, why, you know, he is exceeding, you know, what is his power? I love this verse from Ephesians. As to the power of God. How strong is the power of God? How strong is it? What is God capable of doing? Everyone knows, oh yeah, God can do everything. God is all powerful. But I like the way that Paul describes it in the book of Ephesians. I'm trying to flip there, but it's, everything's all like crazy here. It is in, I think, chapter 4:3, actually, the end of chapter 3, verse 20 of Ephesians. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In us, he is able to do things according to this power that he has that is so much more powerful than we can even think. We can't even think that powerful. That's how faith works in us. So he's able to do this. I'm able to fulfill the demands that Paul makes. I am able to do those things, except the things which pertain to, say, like, things that disqualify concerning, things pertaining to the world. I could go back. Like if I had been, convicted of a crime in the past, I shouldn't be a bishop because people could, you know, because of what them that are without, they could blaspheme the word. Look at, they have a criminal. It doesn't mean I can't preach the word, though. It doesn't mean I can't be a prophet. It doesn't mean I can't. I've never been convicted of a crime, by the way, but, you know. But God knows, you know, people had been at the right time in the right place. I could have been. But I know I can fulfill the word of God. I read this. I don't see like these out of reach things. I see promises that I'm going to be a pattern of good works, sound in doctrine, uncorrupt, grave, sincere. That's all coming to me. I'm going to have sound speech that can't be condemned. I'm going to convince people. I'm going to make people ashamed because of the sound speech I'm going to have. They're going to have nothing evil to say against me. Why? All by the power of God. See, God is going to do it. God is going to do this. How? By his grace, through faith. His grace is given to me, like Abraham. Abraham, you're going to have a son. That's the grace of God. The faith of Abraham says, oh, I believe you, God. And then God, what does he do? He imputes righteousness. And then he also delivers the child, as Christ will be formed in us. It answers to that. There's an allegory there. Understand. And the law, that's like when God, when Sarah gives Abraham Hagar. Trying to do it your own way. Well, we'll make our own seed. We'll make our own righteousness. We're not going to wait for the righteousness which is by faith. We're going to try to do it our own way. We're going to read a book, a how-to, a help-me book. Self-help. Self-motivation. Self-this, self-that. I mean, we do strive. We work in this gospel. We work to obtain, right? It's honorable to strive. But we also know that when we obtain the promises of God, the reason we obtain them is by faith, and because we sought them diligently, because God, he wants to give it to us. These are the things he's going to give. These are the things that are required of us in the Gospels, the things that are required of us in the letters of the apostles, are actually promises which God has promised to us that we would fulfill, because we are the inheritors of God's